I think one of the real questions, Neil, is how do we use both of them? And that's what the SWOG will be looking at in a randomized trial, where they ask a cetuximab and bevacizumab question.
What's the actual design of that study?
So that study is currently before the NCI, so there's always the possibility that it may get hung up in regulatory, or that there may be new safety data that emerges that would make one reconsider it. But for now, the design is if you're BEV eligible, you're randomized to carboplatin, paclitaxel, BEV, or carboplatin, paclitaxel, BEV, and cetuximab. If you're BEV ineligible, you're randomized to chemotherapy with carboplatin, paclitaxel, or carboplatin, paclitaxel, cetuximab. So basically a confirmatory study for carboplatin, paclitaxel, but most importantly, in the BEV-eligible population, one will learn whether two antibodies is better than one.
Now, there's an intergroup study in colon cancer out there looking at the same question. Of course, there they have data looking at the combination of cetuximab and bevacizumab, as well as panitumumab and bevacizumab, and a little bit discouraging or concerning data. What are your thoughts about that and potential applications to this lung study?
So I think the biggest implications of that are the PACE study that you're referring to, which suggests that there was some increased toxicity. I won't be doing this off of protocol until I get a pretty good sense that it's A, safe, and B, some evidence of efficacy. So I think this is the kind of data that would cause doctors to pause before doing something like this in the non-protocol setting.